Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show is designed to shine a spotlight on local business as a driving force in our lives. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me is broker owner Eric Winkelhofer with Century 21 Winkelhofer. And Eric, first of all, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
How long have you guys been around in the business?
Well, my father started our company back in 1963, and we're family run. My mother's involved in it. She's been in it over 40 years. This September was my 34th year, and my sister is also involved, and she's been in it just about 21.
And you have any children waiting in the wings to take over?
Well, I have a 21-year-old that is doing some admin stuff, and we'll see what he ends up doing.
So definitely the better than good chance that we may have a third generation involved.
Possibly. We'll see.
Excellent. And what is it that Century 21 Winkelhofer does maybe better than competition out there?
Well, I think the big thing that our parents instilled in our company, it's really about family. Most of the agents that work with us have been with us for many, many years. We like to treat our clients that way. We get a ton of repeat business, which is why we've been in the area and having our business for over 55 years.
And over those 55 years, certainly a lot of changes, even if you just look at the city of Buffalo and without expanding beyond the reaches of the border, with the things that have become available, the prices of the units that are available too, right?
Yeah, we're thrilled right now with how the city's, you know, really taking off. You know, the Bills and the Sabres, you know, hopefully they're on the right track as well. But just the development overall of the city since the Pakulas came around, Mayor Brown's helping out. We really didn't know if we were going to see that. And the city, in the end, you know, people are starting to go back. We're getting a lot of development back downtown and all that. And it's really helping, you know, our industry get the city back rolling.
And along with the city core, of course, you got individual parts and pieces, the downtown corridor itself, Elmwood Village. There's been some changes along Hurdle Avenue. And now maybe a little bit more movement towards both the west and east sides, too. And is that pretty much corresponding with what you guys are finding?
Yes, very much so. West Side's always been great. I actually lived downtown there when I was in college and loved it. And it's definitely, you know, Elmwood has sustained itself. And now Hurdle is kind of following that. So we're hoping that that continues. Our whole family grew up on the east side and then ended up moving out to Williamsville area. But we're hoping that the east side starts perking up as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the outer suburban rings. I wanted to take it outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular area, north, south, or east of Buffalo? Because technically you can't go west, you're in the
right
river.
Most of the suburbs have been doing really well. Clarence, Williamsville, Orchard Park, Hamburg, West Seneca going out that way. All of them are doing really well. We have a shortage of inventory, so that's kind of created a hot market for us.
And what does Think Wink mean? Is that just like an easy catchphrase to get people, first of all, to remember who you are?
Well, part of it is our last name is Winkelhofer, which is a little long. People, you know, spell it wrong a lot. So our family nickname has been, you're either a wink, or a winky. And along with your coworker Brenda and my sister, they came up with the catchphrase of Think Wink. And it seems to be taking off. A lot of my hockey buddies, you know, really razz me about it. So obviously it must be working.
Is there a particular time of year, a season, when things get busier in your line of work?
Well, really how the year ends up going is that depending on the weather, if we have a nice winter, what we've been finding the last couple of years is sellers that are putting their houses on the market in January, February. And then the real kickoff time is March, April, because for families, if you're not under contract by the end of June, you're not in your house for the beginning of the school year. So with the shortage of inventory, if the weather is nice, by the time we get to March, April, when it is the hot time, we've already eaten up through half of our inventory, which has created the crazy multiple offer situation. July and August tend to slow down a little bit. You know, kids are out of school, weddings, you know, graduation parties. And then August tends to be vacations and gearing up for the kids to get back to school. And now we have a little bit of an upturn again because people want to get in for the holidays. And then also some have to close for tax purposes. So that's kind of how the year ends up running.
Listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, we're having a conversation with Eric Winkelhofer, who is broker owner with Century 21 Winkelhofer. And by the way, we might as well spell it as long as we're here to get out the word. It's W-I-N-K, so the wink part is easy, but then it's L-H-O-F-E-R.
Correct.
So it's not that I'm that good a speller. It's on the page in front of me. A lot of talk in the city right now about assessments for property owners, and that has got to be something that's definitely factored into the conversation when you're trying to buy or sell a home for somebody, right?
Correct. Generally, every area had a different assessment value, and now what all the townships are doing is they're going to 100% fair market value. However, Grand Island just went through one where they were around 56% and have gone to 100, and everybody tends to freak out a little bit. But what the town does is they adjust their rate per thousand. So some people that might have had a really low assessment, they might go up a little bit. Some people stay the same, and some people actually go down a smidge. But it is something that the townships are going towards 100% fair market.
As a renter, I truly have zero idea about this. So what goes into an assessment? What kind of values or things are being figured in to come up with that number?
Well, the township and the assessor, it's their job to evaluate what the houses are selling for. So they have access to all the tax records, which once we have a closing, it's all public record. So it goes there. They pull that information and they basically give your house a value. If it's an existing house, the assessor actually isn't allowed in your house. So they're really going by what the numbers are. If it's a new build, you're kind of stuck because you have to get permits and you have to provide your blueprints. So they pretty much know what your property is worth to start. Sometimes in the city or the villages where you really have some older homes, their assessments take a slow gradual upturn, which keeps the taxes down a little bit. But our whole entire area, our taxes are high. There's no question about it. But, you know, our cost of living here in Buffalo is really good compared to other states. The school systems here are much better than in other areas. So there is a little give and take with that. And then also, if you are a homeowner, you can take your taxes and your mortgage interest and, you know, deduct them on your income tax.
And I understand that where you are in a certain town and village will impact the rate, as we're discussing. Size
Correct.
Matter, like the amount of footage, square footage?
Well,
in
they're basing it on what your home is worth. So, you know, depending on, you know, size and style and condition, you know, sometimes outbuildings, patios, pools are also factored into what your assessment becomes.
And it's separate, although in my mind it probably gets a little muddled. The idea of actually pricing a property, again, presuming they're going to sell it, those two things really aren't in relation to one another, or are they?
Well, the assessment's a little bit different. We follow the guidelines of what the appraisers for the banks follow, and that's regulated by the Fed. So when we had the foreclosure debacle a number of years ago throughout the country, for our area, it actually helped us a little bit because our foreclosure rate was down, and it brought the rates down tremendously. So anytime that the rates go down, it does afford our buyers much more buying power, which means nicer houses, you know, areas, better schools. So that is one thing that does help. But you really have to compare an apple to an apple. when you're doing the appraisal, or we call it a market analysis. So the appraisers come up with 3 to 6 houses. We can come up with a little bit more. It gives a better overview of what's going on. But you're not going to compare a ranch to a colonial. You're comparing, you know, relatively same square footages, bedrooms, bathrooms, things like that, style of home. And right now, pricing your property is huge. If you overprice it, I don't care where you are in area, price range, the house is going to sit. If you price it properly, they tend to go quicker. And with the way the market is, you, hopefully you get a multiple offer and, you know, you end up getting more.
And you mentioned the market, for whatever reason, particularly hot right now, I understand. Has this been going on for an extended period, and have you ever seen the like?
It always ebbs and flows. Our area has been up and down. The best thing about our area is we haven't had a big bubble like Florida did, or North Carolina, or even Vegas, where, you know, there's a big recovery time. We haven't seen that. We've had a gradual uptick in our pricing, which I think has sustained it. But not only in our area, but across the country, we're in a listing shortage. Our national association, along with some of the economists, think that we're not producing tradespeople, so it's slowing down some of the building. I don't think it's that huge in our area, you know, because we're doing a lot of building here, but it definitely is a factor. But we're going into almost our third year of very low inventory, which does create those multiple offers and the kind of a feeding frenzy when we get to that March, April period.
What's the current situation with interest rates?
Have come down. They're looking really good. If you're looking to buy, your buying power is going to be great. You know, 30 years, our loans are roughly, you know, around 4. Some are under right now. So even if you have to do a refinance, it's worth looking into at this time.
And I imagine, even though you're basically a family-run business, Century 21 Winkelhofer, there is room for additional agents. So are you kind of in a recruiting phase for that, or trying to get more people on board?
Yeah, mostly we're always looking for good, solid people. We do have a criteria of the type of person that we like to bring in, because we are family. We don't want somebody that's going to upset the apple cart, so to speak. But we like to keep a fun atmosphere. This is really a great occupation. You're helping people get the American dream, and, you know, not only should it be a great experience for our clients, but for our agents as well.
What sort of education experience is required for your
work? There's a salesperson course that you have to take. We do have a continuing ed that the agents do have to take. But as of right now, our Board of Realtors, which I'm president for 2019, we're working with Buffalo State to try to get real estate as a major under their business program. So hopefully, maybe around January, that might get rolled out. We're working on it right now, so we're really hoping that might come about.
Anybody wants to use Century 21 Winkelhofer for whatever they need to use it for, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, they can call either of our offices. We have one in Clarence, Williamsville area, right on Main Street near Harris Hill and Transit. And that's 634-6220. And we have another great office on Grand Island, right on the Boulevard. And that's 773-4833. Or our website is c21wink.com.
Very good. Eric, thank you for coming in. Appreciate the knowledge today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Eric Winkelhofer, broker owner with Century 21 Winkelhofer. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.